You guys, we are 2 minutes early.
Look at that.
On a Monday morning.
Boom.
Which gives us time to remind everybody that if you're not subscribed to our podcast, you should, because this week's deep dive guest is Dave Rubin.
It is. Cannot wait. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be good stuff. And so if you're confused about how to listen to the weekly deep dive, go to our website, chicksontheright.com. There's a cartoon picture. You click on it and it's got all the different links of all the different platforms you can choose. It's completely up to you where you listen. And then you just pick one and then you subscribe and then you hear all the episodes and you never miss a thing. And that's how it ought to be.
Yeah. And you should be going to our website every day anyway, really.
Yeah. Why aren't you doing that? Hello.
You should be doing that. Yep.
You guys, this is also another reminder, if you are not following us on Instagram, I did a bit of modeling.
She did.
And I did it, you guys, to hide my belly fat. I was hiding a fat roll. That's the God's honest truth. But
that's what all supermodels do. All supermodels do that, Mock. Don't be ashamed.
What I was supposed to be doing was modeling the amazing, luxurious bamboo, viscose, cotton goodness that you get when you order loungewear from Cozy Earth, which is our new favorite sponsor, CozyEarth.com. I got the robe and the PJs, and that's what I'm modeling. And Amy Jo made me do it, and I felt
right.
Ridiculous.
I did. Well, because they asked me to do it, and I'm like, I can't do it in this freaking place. I've got a futon. I'm gonna hit my head. I'll be trying to act all luxurious and I'll hit my head and then I'll pass out. It's not good for anybody, you guys. So Mock's gonna do it. She did it. She did a great job. She's a natural supermodel, you guys. Natural. But listen, the Cozy Earth is the best stuff. You put it on and talk about passing out. Like you get in it and you're like, oh God. And then it's like so luxurious and it makes you sleepy. Like it just makes you feel so good and just so diva-like. It's the best stuff ever, you guys.
And it's warm. Like somehow it's not this big fuzzy fabric. It's like super silky smooth. But it like holds in your, I don't know if that's like the bamboo magic or what's going on, but it's freaking amazing. And now with our code CHICKS at CozyEarth.com, you get 35% off your order. So stock up, you guys. This is the best gift ever for Christmas.
It is. Hashtag bamboo magic.
Right. CozyEarth.com. All right. We got to show this video from Trump. There was apparently all kinds of festivities at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend, and he was speaking to the crowd, and he had some thoughts about General Mark Milley.
I miss his thoughts. I miss them. I do. Don't you?
I do miss these kinds of thoughts.
You know you do. You know it.
I do, because this is the kind of like unfiltered, uncensored Trump that we all enjoyed so much.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Take a listen.
You have $60-70 million plans. You mean you think it's cheaper to leave it there so they can have it than it is to fill it up with a half a tank of gas and fly it into Pakistan or fly it back to our country? You think, yes, sir, we think it's cheaper, sir. That's when I realized he was a fucking idiot.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, I mean, listen, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Because he's talking about Milley, right? He's talking about Milley, right?
And the fact that we left all the weapons behind.
Yeah, well, we left all the weapons behind. Plus, you know, this is the same guy who's like, white supremacy is our biggest threat.
Right.
This is the same guy. Yeah. Meanwhile, China and Russia are like BFFs now. Nothing to see here.
Well, and Russia is going to like invade Ukraine. China's going to invade Taiwan. They're both getting ready for these things. And I heard Lloyd Austin, that other idiot, on my way in this morning, just sounding so freaking passive and weak.
It's fine. I don't know what they're there, Blondie. You know, another thing, listen, totally off subject, and I promise I won't spend more than 30 seconds on it, but I put a thing on my page last night because, of course, you know, I'm a huge Yellowstone fan. My friend, who's a rancher here, like a legit rancher here in Texas, they have a cattle ranch. She said to me last night, this was yesterday afternoon, we went up to her house. She was like, listen, Amy Jo, I know you love Yellowstone, but that Taylor Sheridan, who's the producer of Yellowstone, he is involved with all these Chinese people who are, their production company, they're buying up. Like they bought the 6666 ranch that's in Texas. Chinese people are buying, China is buying up all the ranches all over the United States, you guys. Like look into, Do a search on Google. They're buying up all of our ranch land. They're buying up all of our farmland. China's buying that. And nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's under the radar. Nobody cares. They've already bought Hollywood. They're buying up all our... Why are they buying our ranch land? Why are they buying up all of our farmland? Nobody cares.
Why are we selling it? Why are people selling it to China?
Because money, Mock. Because money. That's why. The almighty dollar. But like, it's, we're losing all of our ranch land to China. Farmland. Our food sources. This is what's happening. Yeah, nobody cares. So just everybody just know this is happening under like, and then like I said on my page last night, I was like, and then we've got a whole generation of people who are like, the biggest threat to our nation is weather, you know? No, it's not weather, but they've been told that that's what it is. So meanwhile, under the scenes, like a duck, right? Here's the duck. It's like climate change and all this other bullshit. Under the scenes, it's like all of our rent, everything is being sold to China. And, you know, nobody cares.
That's not good at all. That's not okay.
Yes. But meanwhile, Millie is an idiot. He is an idiot.
I just have such little faith in the current crop of leadership at the very tippy top. Because they reflect Biden's weakness. It's like Biden said, hey, don't look any stronger than me. And I'm a weak pile of goo. And so they're like, okay, yes, sir. And they're like, we're going to look super weak as well.
Right. And then not to mention too, the military, their standards are so low now, you know, like you ask somebody in the military, like, I mean, it's talk about physical fitness standards. There are none. Like, I mean, it's like, I don't know. You look at somebody in the military and it's like, well, I mean, do you feel fat today? You know, it's like, okay, well then you don't have to do anything. It's fine. You don't have to go overseas. You don't have to do the things. You don't have to fight. It's like, it's fine. I mean, remember like 20, 30 years ago, there were actual physical fitness standards. There were things that they had to do. There were hurdles that they had to overcome to be in the military. I mean, I feel like the standards are lowering and lowering and lowering. It's like it's totally different. It's just different now. I don't feel safe. I don't know. Do you feel safe?
No, I do not. And I feel like, I mean, we need a Trumpy-like person back in the White House to rebuild our military. And that was one thing Trump was so good at, is focusing on rebuilding the strength of the military. Because right now we are a laughingstock, especially after Afghanistan. And by the way, there has still been no justice for the 13 Marines that were killed. None.
Yeah. And you know what drives me crazy is every time Biden stops, at the end of every one of his stupid little speeches over the past couple of weeks, he's like, God bless our troops. And I want to go, what about the ones you left?
Yeah.
Jerk. Yeah. I mean,
God. I heard a term. This is the one I was going to tell you before we started. And then I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to save it. And I'm going to like just surprise you with this term.
Here we go. I'm ready.
I'd never heard it before, and it was certainly not something I expected to hear in the world yesterday as I'm looking at Twitter. But there's an article from The Sun in which they say that climate change, which is obviously a major contributor to cold weather, can cause problems like blood clots, myocarditis, pericarditis, heart attacks, sudden death, and winter vagina. What the hell is winter vagina?
You guys, what is it? Is that's a medical term? Like what is it? Does it get like icicles on it? Like what is it? Somebody needs to tell us. Is there a doctor out there that can tell us what winter vagina is? I'm curious. Is that, there's gotta be an OBGYN out there that can tell us, or even just a regular general practitioner.
I'm gonna need to know. Now, I thought it was interesting that they included myocarditis and pericarditis as blaming climate change for those things when those seem to be reactions from the vaccine. And so it's like, what an interesting redirect, right? Like there's all these young men, young boys that are having these heart issues and they're like, hey, you know what causes that? The climate.
Right. The climate. It's the climate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's stupid. The weather. God, the weather. It's the greatest threat.
What is winter vagina though? Because now I'm very worried.
I don't know. Winter vagina. She didn't listen. We prep, but like this, she didn't prep me for this. And I have no idea. I would have looked it up. I would have Googled it. And then I would have had that in my search history. And then like, can you imagine if I would have been hit by a bus today, they would have looked at my Google search history and they would have been like, why was she looking up winter vagina?
Oh my God. Well, anyway, just a warning that the climate can now cause whatever that is. So,
okay.
All right. We should mention that Bob Dole has passed away, in case you guys have not heard that. That happened over the weekend. He died in his sleep, age 98.
I got to tell you, that is it. I mean, this may be inappropriate to say today because it's kind of soon. But if I'm going to go, that's the way I want to go, in my sleep at 98.
Yeah.
That's a darn good life. 98, going in your sleep. Come on, you guys. I mean, yeah.
Now, he did also have stage 4 lung cancer.
Okay, well, that...
But, I mean, ultimately, I think he was seeking... There was some treatment that was happening. But he died in his sleep. So it wasn't like he died of treatment or anything like that, but...
And 98. Oh, my God.
I will never forget. Remember when he stood for George Herschel Walker Bush at the funeral, when he was, like, getting up out of his wheelchair and somebody...
Yes.
Up and, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I know.
Oh my God, just so dear. Anyway, that he was a true statesman. Chris Cuomo, that story, you guys, is getting really, really interesting. So he was fired, finally, over the weekend. And it's CNN's first statement was to say, yeah, we learned some more stuff. And like, we didn't know all this stuff. And now this is stuff that we just can't overlook. And so now he is donezo. So then Chris Cuomo, like, released his own statement saying, yeah, I mean, this is like not the way I wanted to go. This really sucks. But he was sort of like he was polite about it, right? Well, now their rumors are that the new information that they used to base their termination off of is that he has been accused of sexual harassment. And so they were probably just like, oh my God, are you serious? We don't want to deal with this. And so now he's mad. So now he's saying, this is all like bull crap. And Jeff Zucker actually knew everything that I was doing with my brother. And he knew everything. And now Jeff Zucker is like, nuh-uh. And so now there's like this fight. And it looks like it could get into a whole wrongful termination thing, which I am here for.
Yeah, me too. I'm totally here for it too. I know. I love it. I love watching all of like the infighting, all of it. And then Brian Stelter's like into it now. And he's all like, they're all... It's just the great, all of it. All of it is so great. I love all of them fighting like amongst themselves. I love every bit of it.
Oh my God. It is delicious. Delicious. All right. Rough Green. You see that bag? That right there is going to help your dog live longer. I don't know a single person that has a dog that does not want that dog to live longer. And this is the way. Rough Greens, you guys. Rough Greens.
Cash is on the floor. I'm like, if I move the bag, I'm trying not to make it move too much because he'll get up and he'll be like, I want some.
I can't believe he's not up. Is he like unconscious?
Uh-huh. He's unconscious on the floor. Thank God. Right.
Well, Rough Greens, you guys, by the way, you can get a free bag right now using code CHICKS. If you go to roughgreens.com/CHICKS, you can get a free bag. You only pay for shipping, so you can try it. And a bag of that lasts a good long...
It really does, because the scoop is really tiny. It's a tiny little scoop. I know it looks like it's not a lot, but it is a lot. Yeah, it is.
And you just sprinkle it on whatever you are to feed your dog and know that you're adding super vital nutrients and all kinds of probiotics and digestive enzymes, all kinds of yummy things for your dog that helps them live longer. I don't know who doesn't want that.
Yep. All the things for your dog. Get it.
Roughgreens.com/chicks. Try it for free. Just pay shipping. It's a great deal. All right. Okay. So Chris Cuomo, that whole thing is heating up. Also, there is some like juicy gossip going on in the world of Kamala too, you guys.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And they're calling her a bully.
Right. That's what I wanted to. I wanted to read that quote exactly because it was so juicy. Whoever left, I don't know which one said this, but one former Kamala Harris staffer put it this way, quote, with Kamala, you have to put up with a constant amount of soul destroying criticism and also her own lack of confidence. So you're constantly sort of propping up a bully and it's not really clear why.
Yikes. Yeah. Well, I mean, who is surprised by this? Raise your hand. I mean, remember we used to watch her in those hearings? We'd watch her with the senators and stuff. Remember? Just, I mean, I remember watching her go after people and I'm thinking, God, she just is awful. She was an awful, awful person, first of all. And then they didn't want her. She was a reject. So I can't believe that they chose her. I mean, I can't believe she was the one that they ended up picking, because they did. They handpicked her. Obviously, we all know that. They handpicked her as the VP candidate because she ticked the boxes. She's female and she's Black. And so they put her in there. But nobody wanted her. I mean, she was the reject. She was the loser. So why this? Of course it was going to end in disaster. What did they think was going to happen? I just can't believe that they did that.
Apparently the staff who's responsible for, you know, giving her her daily briefs about all the things that she needs to know, well, she wouldn't read them. And so, and then after she would like be in a situation where she was supposed to know something and didn't know something, then she would yell at the staff and be like, why wasn't I informed about this? And they're like, you just needed to read the briefing. And then they can't say that because then they get in trouble. And so it's just become this horrible, awful, terrible working environment. And
wow,
who didn't expect that, right? Because she is so.
Yeah. That. Wow. Because she doesn't read. Like she doesn't actually do her job.
What does she do?
Nothing. She does nothing. She's a figurehead. She basically sits there and she is a figurehead and she lives in that house with her. I don't know. What do they call her husband?
The first gentleman or second gentleman.
Second gentleman. They live in the house that we provide for them. And she does jack squat. Nothing. I mean, because
she was up for the Kennedy Center Awards.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She did. And they all got standing ovations, which was complete lunacy because those people live in a bubble. And that's the thing where if you guys look like on Daily Mail today, they have this big thing where they all got standing ovations at the Kennedy Center Honors, along with Bette Midler and all these people and David Letterman standing up. And he's like, you know, we finally have a president back in the White House. And it's like, God, you people live in a different universe, a different world. I mean, it just shows you how out of touch these people are, completely out of touch. But there's Kamala with her husband, you know, just like standing up going, oh, we're so great. We're so great. Lady, you are tasked with handling the border. You haven't done jack squat. Things are falling apart. I live in Texas. I know that things are falling apart on the border. These people are out of their minds. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's a complete idiot. She's a disaster.
Well, and Pete and Chasten were there, too, for their first date night in some time since having their babies.
Oh, really? First date night after he had like how many months of paternity? He had a bunch of paternity leave. And that's nice that that's nice that he enjoyed a night out. That's nice.
Yeah, good for him and Chasten. And Genucel has just announced that they are keeping their 60% off their most popular package special through Christmas. This is like the best news ever.
Yeah, I love it, you guys. Like XV cream is the best. We call it fluff butter. But you know what makes it so special? It's proprietary. It was whipped up by a small town pharmacist in New Jersey for one of his customers. And I love that because it was like a small town thing. Genucel by Chamonix started in a local pharmacy in New Jersey, and it's now sold over 1 million products, which I love that so much. And it's not just women that get it. It's men and women, because once they try Genucel, they fall in love and they buy them again and again. It will get rid of your fine lines, your forehead wrinkles, your dark spots. And I am like living proof of that because I have major dark spots because I sleep like 4 hours a night because I'm in a cabin and I'm on a futon. And I will tell you, this stuff has saved my skin. So you guys have to try this stuff. It's the best stuff. Genucel has literally saved my skin. Just go to LOVEGENUCEL.com/chicks. Enter our special promo code chicks for an extra special holiday present. That's lovegenucel.com/chicks, and you will not be sorry.
60% off their most popular package. If you've been thinking that like maybe you want to gift this to somebody, do it, because you're not going to see prices like this last forever. So it's important to do it right now. By the way, speaking of Texas, did you hear that Mark Cuban bought like a whole town just like an hour from you?
No, really? Where? Like probably near Austin, right?
No. It's like, it's near Dallas, I think. Let me tell you exactly where it is. He bought the town of Mustang. It's 77 acres. It's got a population of 21. It's a very small town.
Thank goodness. So he's going to be running the town. Is he going to be like mayor or something?
Well, he said he doesn't really actually have any definitive plans for it. He bought it because a friend of his needed to sell it. And he was like, all right, I'll just take it off your hands. And so now he has, as long as he doesn't sell it to freaking China.
He probably will. He'll probably sell it to China. Yeah, because this is the thing.
An hour south of Dallas.
Yeah, but which means that it is like probably an hour away from me because I'm like 2 hours away from Dallas. Yeah.
Corsicana, near Corsicana.
Yep. Yep. Corsicana. We almost bought land. That's where we almost bought land, was in Corsicana.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. It's beautiful there.
Could have bought like some ranch in Mustang, Texas.
That would have, he may have bought like where we were, you know, I may have been living in his, like his area. He would have been, wow. That's so bizarre.
Isn't that weird?
So bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin took off his Twitter. Like he removed, now he's done this before, like where he just deletes himself from Twitter. He's done that before. So I don't know. I mean, it could be temporary, but like he's getting a lot of flack for that whole Snuffleupagus interview.
He should get a lot of flack. Like, even listen, and I know that even you, because you have such a good heart, even you were like, I felt that he wasn't, not remorse maybe, but he just was stunned in that moment. You know what I mean? And that he wanted so bad. But I felt like that whole stunt that he pulled last week was just so self-serving and self-absorbed. And like, he just should not have done that. He just shouldn't have done it. But it just shows who he is, right? I mean, the fact that he's taking zero responsibility for his actions, which is, I mean, he had the gun in his hand. He pulled the trigger. And he's saying, well, I'm not
pulling the trigger. He didn't.
Oh my God. But the fact that he's actually saying that, and he's trying to say that I wasn't responsible, when these people are still grieving the loss of their, you know, their wife and their mom and their sister and their daughter. I mean, it's like, this guy is such a schmuck. He's just such a schmuck. It just shows you who he is.
And there's no way that any lawyer would have advised him to do that. I don't see how that's a thing. I don't see it at all.
Well, you would hope. Yeah.
Did you see this whole, there's like this story about the CEO of Better.com, which I don't even know what that is, but apparently it's a huge deal.
The mortgage company place, like it's like that mortgage. I think it's a mortgage site or something. Is this the guy that like fired everybody?
Yeah. So he let go 900 employees via Zoom and talked for 3 minutes and essentially, in not so many words, told the people that were on the call, if you're on this call, you are affected. And it's because basically you guys are all lazy. Like, he didn't say that outright, but in a way he said, we're getting rid of the least productive people and you are it. And so
yeah,
it's a big story, I guess, because people are now questioning like how are terminations supposed to work in the age of Zoom and in the age of remote working. And honestly, I don't think there is another way to handle something like that. Like, what was he supposed to do?
I don't know what he was supposed to do. But I mean, like a lot of the some of the people who were on the call were like diversity and inclusion people, like the department, that whole department, which, you know, I mean, you and I have had discussions about that in the past. Like those people, I don't, you know, like, I mean, if he had to pick and choose, or I guess they picked and they chose who would be the least productive if they were trying to cut costs or whatever. And
right.
Those people were on the list, you know? So they were on the list, but obviously 900 people were on the list, but you're right. When it comes to the process by which you fire people, I mean, you did the hiring, but you didn't do the firing when you used to do HR. But I imagine that in this day and age when everybody's working remotely, how are you supposed to do that? I mean, everything, what are you supposed to do? Get 900 people to fly in to wherever it is you are, to your headquarters, and then go, okay, you're fired. Bye. We're going to fly you out of here. You can't do that. You can't do it.
And you can't do personal meetings and calls because the word travels so quickly and then it becomes extra unprofessional because you're hearing right. it from a colleague instead of the boss. And I don't know what else you can do, honestly.
Zoom nowadays is like a personal, it's like having a regular meeting. I mean, my husband works remote now and he's on Zoom calls all day long. That's what they do. He's going back into the office probably in January. And he's like, this is the first time I will be in an actual meeting with people in almost 2 years. Think about that. They've been working remotely for so long now. I mean, this is like the new way of work, and it's all because of COVID, and it's not because he chose that. It's because this is what companies have chosen. So I mean, it is what it is, people. And a lot of it is because of the left side of the aisle deeming it so. So this is the way of the world now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. Okay, you guys, I have so many talks. I don't even know how I'm going to choose the talks I want to show you today because they are so freaking good. And they are, of course, brought to you by MyPillow, which, by the way, we got cardigans.
We did. Oh, my God, we did. I love mine.
I love it too.
I love mine. I do. I'm so excited. It's black, and I feel like it's going to go with everything. I'm kind of afraid I'm going to wear it too much, you know? I'm going to become that lady, and then I'm going to buy a cat. I'm actually afraid. You know what I mean?
But I mean, they have so much freaking stuff. Go to MyPillow.com/chicks. Get discounts on all the things, you guys. I don't know why you wouldn't, especially right now. They've got everything ready to ship. There's no supply chain issues. Just get your stuff. Okay, I think I'm going to start with my favorite video from the weekend. This, I've watched this like 7,200 times.
I could tell what you did all weekend. You looked at talks all weekend. Oh my God.
Oh my God. There were so many good ones. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Kyle. So you're here to inquire about a business loan. What type of business are you looking to start?
My name's Kyle. I'm going to sell mittens. I'm going to open up Kyle's Mitten House.
You can't be serious.
I'm serious about marketing. I'm serious about strategy. Oh, what's that? Someone's typing in Kyle Rittenhouse on Google. Oh, slip. Typed the name. Oops. Now I'm buying every mitten that I see. At Kyle's Mitten House.
I
think the advertising kind of writes itself.
Please don't.
Blue lives matter. What about blue mint? It's AR 15 degrees below zero out there. It is your constitutional right to bear arms. 15% off if you cross state lines to get it. But you'd be constitutionally wrong to have bare hands this winter. Cops eat free and we don't even have food. Veterans get 69% off. If you're open carrying in the store, I will kiss you on the lip. White boy summer? Now it's white boy winter. Come on down to Cosmo.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Look, I really want to start a business. And I have another idea. We don't have to do the mitten thing. It's totally different. It's a pet adoption center.
What's it called?
Kyle's Kitten House.
Get the hell out of here.
All right. Oh, my God. I love the white boy winner. I love that. Hashtag white boy winner.
Kyle's Kitten House. There would be times that we were driving on the weekend, and I would just bust out laughing remembering this video. That's how it was for me. By the way, that is from Jean Jacks Comedy, J-E-A-N-J-A-X Comedy. That's who that came from. I'm trying to get better about remembering to tell you guys where I get the talks. Okay, so I have to show you this guy. He is my new favorite thing. So this is a guy who has a whole series about why he has apologized to his wife, okay? And it's the greatest thing ever. So I will tell you his name after I play this first one.
Hello, and welcome to a very special 200,000 follower edition of Reasons I've Apologized to My Wife. Thank you for following and making all my wishes and dreams come true. All right, let's get to it. Number one, we live in our house. My wife likes to keep our house at a museum, expecting the monarchy level of cleanliness. However, with children and pets, sometimes our house actually looks lived in. This is a high crime. And to make sure it never happens again, I've moved the rest of the family into the backyard into what I'm lovingly calling Tent Town. It's a group of shelters built of tarps, hockey sticks, and reasonable expectations. Number two, she takes my advice from others. Once in a blue moon, my wife will actually come to me and ask for my advice with a dilemma. Upon hearing my advice, she will generally ignore it or ridicule it. Days or weeks later, she will receive the exact same advice from someone else. She will follow this advice, solve her problem, and then tell me about it. I made the mistake of pointing out that I gave her the same advice weeks earlier. This was wrong. Now I just smile and say, wow, aren't you blessed having such intelligent and wise people in your life? Number three, I'm not a ghost ninja. Being a world-famous radio host, I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get to my shift. This is only acceptable if I move in absolute silence and stealth, like the spirit of a dead master of ninjutsu. Although I do apologize when I make a noise, I have to admit this one is a bit confusing. Because while I'm taking my afternoon nap, I swear my wife is training for the unofficial Olympic event of throwing bags of cowbells through plate glass windows. That is all.
Oh my God, I love him.
So that is the Chris Biggs, B-I-G-G-S, the Chris Biggs. He's got a whole series. I'll show you another one tomorrow because they are absolutely hysterical.
I freaking love him. Oh my God.
So great. Yeah. So great.
God. All right, everybody bring it in. Oh, God. Make it a great Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Senator Marsha Blackburn joins me to discuss why she wants the U.S. to boycott the Winter Olympics in China and how China is data mining many Americans, maybe even you. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, we'll also discuss the senator's fight to get answers on the Durham investigation and why the Justice Department is still targeting parents as domestic terrorists. Join me. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.